is wrong with you? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As yesterday's positive report card shows, children do learn.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Where's the intro, baby?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Hi there, Guy J. Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
From Kansas, Guy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
A police in New York have shut down a ping pong school in Chinatown that had found a more profitable way to pay the rent. The RoboPong Training Center apparently also doubled as a whorehouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Shock.
And it was not only conveniently located across the street from Pace High School, it offered student discounts. That's nice. The couple in their 40s that ran the place printed up business cards featuring a topless woman and handed these cards out to the kids.
Why am I picturing that scene in Full Metal Jacket? Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow,
bow, too big. Too big.
Yeah, what's the matter?
It didn't take long for word to get out that the students were eligible for a 35.
Was that you doing the black guy in Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, what's the matter? That one guy.
It's a little more like this, isn't it?
What am the matter?
No, yeah. Stop it. It's not.
What am the matter with you?
No, it's not.
Everybody hears it differently. A word got out naturally.
Hey there, Joker.
Students were eligible for a $35 to $60 discount. The cops posing as students arrested the couple and shut down the operation. And while some schools are banning bullying and fighting, a suburban Chicago middle school is banning hugs. Something.
Hugs are great.
No, not here. Nope. Something had to be done about all the hugging.
Really?
Quoting the principal, last year we would see as many as 10 students on one side of the hall, 10 on the other, and then going in opposite directions, we'd sort of have a hug line going on in. You could see where that would be a problem.
Right. Hugs are great.
I've seen the movie Footloose. I know it hugs can lead to buzz.
That's, right, that's what John Lithgow did.
And I heard the most retarded thing over the weekend.
Yeah.
Apparently this is true. I may be the last to know this. They are making a remake of Footloose.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You can't improve on perfection.
No way. Unless you put The Rock in it.
There you go. There's the answer right there.
Right, yeah.
The principal says this hugging in the halls caused bottlenecks and made kids late for class. So now all hugs are banned. Quoting the principal again, hugging is really more appropriate for airports or family reunions than seeing each other every few minutes in the halls.
I like light petting.
Well, she says it was kind of like that. The principal says some of the hugs between boys and girls were, quote, too long.
Yeah, I like
too
what
close.
What I like is cupping a buttock.
Yeah. Well, you can do that during a nice long hug.
Yeah.
But in no hugs, so it's just going to have to be the cupping.
All right. No hugs, Buzz. Fine.
Now, a rectal thermometer.
Yeah, baby.
Is
right.
It's the only safe way to check an athlete for heat stroke. That's the conclusion of researchers at the University of Connecticut.
I really think it's been too warm in here today. I'm feeling lightheaded.
The difference is the taste. Well, why even say the joke? It's just the taste.
Right. It works.
They say temperatures taken by mouth or ear do not accurately reflect the deep internal temperatures by an athlete who's literally overheated.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
According to the researchers, the difference between an...
Why men's rooms?
According to them, the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer...
What the bleep happened here?
...could be life or death. Life-saving implications, they call it, in the current issue of the Journal of Athletic Training.
These are all guys who are...
overheated.
Just a bunch of guys getting checked for heat stroke.
Experiencing the joy of a rectal thermometer.
That's right.
Hey, Tom, how's that weather looking?
Good morning. A lemon yellow sunrise underway. There's the live view.
Thanks. Yeah, you look like you're suffering from heat stroke. Come on over here.
He's fine. At Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, where the NFL Bengals play their home games, they have a pigeon problem. The pigeons keep pooping on people's nachos and in their beverages and on the fans themselves.
They need a Tom Gavin.
This is much like the problem
it
we
is.
Have in our parking
it
lot.
Is. Let's see where they go with
the
this.
Problem we're going to solve.
Uh-huh. Stadium officials have gotten so many complaints about this, they've asked for permission to start shooting as many of the birds as possible inside the stadium before each event. They've asked that all of their employees who are familiar with firearms be allowed to fire away, especially before tonight's Monday night football game.
And that, of course, would be half the Bengals starting roster.
Go Chad Johnson.
I like doing jocularity humor.
Jocularity, jocularity.
It's the best kind.
Many of the Bengals have been arrested. It's hard for them to change their stripes, Buzz.
So to speak.
Gotcha. The noisy fans used to scare away the birds, but not so much anymore. Just like here, they got used to the noise. So they're going for guns. Stadium officials say they're also looking into strobe lights, fake owls, which Mike mentioned earlier.
There you go.
And other pigeon deterrents, whatever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think we love the TV show Idol in this country, you should have been in Calcutta Saturday.
Shut up.
More than five dozen people were hurt when an angry mob gathered after a DJ said ugly things about the winner of this year's Indian Idol.
You know, this has been full of controversy from the fact that this chick went on TV and, like, didn't have her face covered up. And she dared to go on their version of American Idol.
I don't think she should have won anyway. I voted for Chief Wahoo.
Oh, God.
Wrong Indian, Rob.
Wrong India.
Wrong Indian, Rob.
My third consecutive show.
Dothead.
Dothead. I was thinking feathers.
Chief Wahoo again.
Dozens of cars were torched in the rioting. The violence
Rob, it's Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Right. Now,
bingo.
I'm with you.
That's
now.
Who we're thinking of.
That's another great movie.
The trouble really started Friday when Prashant Tamang supporters protested what they called an ethnic slur by the radio host. Tamang is originally from Nepal, and if you're Indian, you know what that means. But Tamang has called for peace, saying violence has no place in music.
Nepal in the morning.
I always thought they were a very peaceful people. I'm surprised at all the violence.
Hillary Clinton's scary laugh has become the focus of political observers.
You know what that is? It's a laugh of a winner, boys.
Mm-hmm. They say it's a new technique she's using to deflect harsh criticism or tough questions, and maybe to reflect a bit of nervousness about the gains being made by Barack Obama. People who know her say Hillary has quite a good sense of humor, but one that's too sarcastic for most Midwesterners. So they say she appears to have developed a new defense against uncomfortable moments by letting out this loud, screechy cackle. It's featured in recent clips all over YouTube. A conservative radio host play it on their show for evil fun.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
There's one now.
There she is. Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Former First Lady, Senator from New York,
answering a question.
Our next president. I'm voting for her. I'm not kidding. She's the man.
That's the man for the job.
That should be put on a bumper sticker. She's the man.
I had a Buzz, excuse me for interrupting.
No, it's fine.
There was a guy today on my way in, pissed me off so bad, and I had to laugh because he looked like one of those guys that still has the W sticker on his car.
Oh, yeah.
The W sticker.
I love those guys.
And as I pulled up closer and closer, I saw that it said George W. Bush. The W was huge. Mm-hmm. And it said, then in smaller letters, wrong president at the right time.
Interesting.
Or maybe it was wrong president at the wrong time. Whatever it was a put down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was?
It was
wrong president at the wrong time.
It fooled me because it looked like a pro-Bush thing. And then I noticed he also had, like, the little universal...
Ghostbusters thing?
Yeah, the red line through it?
No. This one where it says, like, USA,
uh-huh.
just a little circle that has letters inside. He had the letters inside were GD.
Really?
And then his other bumper sticker said...
Actually, GD is Germany. Germany.
I thought it meant goddamn because the other sticker was something like, I tolerate all stupid people except those who voted for Bush.
Uh-huh.
This guy just had a whole,
a collection, of
a book on the back of his car.
Let me just draw it for you, though, because you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like when I see it from the guy's car, it looks like this. It looks like one of these things.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You've seen these. And then underneath it says, and then under here it says, worst president, worst time.
Okay.
But it fooled me.
Mm-hmm. Did you give him a thumbs up when you drove by him?
I rear-ended him.
Good.
I mean, literally, rear-ended him.
That'll teach
him. I mean, you know, in the gay way.
Hope he had a boarding pass.
Oh, well, that's different. Finally, Wall Street's Greg Alfino partied hard until, at the age of 45, he met the lovely Elsa Kwan. She was so worth it. Greg wrote her a check for $100,000, telling her she could cash that check if he ever went back to his days of doing drugs, staying out late, and patronizing strippers and hookers.
What a stupid guy this guy
is. Well, guess who's in court now saying she shouldn't have cashed the check? Back in March, Greg joined the rest of his boys for a night at a strip club. He doesn't think that should count. And he says the over-the-counter drug test Elsa gave him shouldn't count either. Good luck, Greg. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, no! We're out of time. Maybe tomorrow I'll figure out how to describe that thing.
You'll just see him again.
As I pulled up on the guy, I thought, well, never mind.
Maybe we'll get a few copies of him or something.
We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, good luck with your spider eyes.
Thank you very much.
Spider eye, spider eye.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
This is the Hofbrau House. Here we don't make pizza.
That's right, Peter North.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.